Welcome to this morning's press conference. We have the K-State offense. It's my pleasure to introduce K-State co-offensive coordinators Dana Dimmel and Del Miller. Coach Dimmel, if you could introduce your players and make a brief opening statement.
Sure. First of all, I want to introduce, starting off right here, with Cody Whitehair, our offensive tackle, Curry Sexton, one of our wide receivers, Jake Waters, our quarterback, B.J. Finney, our center, and Tyler Lockett, our wide receiver. We're very excited to be here in the Alamo Bowl. We feel like anytime you have a 9-win season, there's a lot of positive things that go into it. And we know that we have a great challenge against UCLA. They have a really talented ball club. As I talk about them defensively, they're very sound in what they do. They're very good at not giving up big plays. They keep everything in front of them. Personnel-wise, they're up front. They're very solid. They have a nose guard and two defensive ends that are very stout and do a very good job of stopping the run. They have some good edge rushers in their two outside linebacker positions. And then their two inside linebackers, Kendricks being the Butkus Award winner, and then Young being another good player there. So we feel like the second level of their defense is very good and has some real good athleticism to them. Miles Jack coming off the edge is an outstanding pass rusher, and so is Hollins, number 58. Those guys really create some issues for us in the passing game. And then their secondary is very, very athletic and talented, and like I mentioned before, do a really nice job of making sure that they keep everything in front of them. So as you look at them, their numbers might be a little bit misleading. They're very similar to us as far as, you know, they don't throw up those huge numbers, but they're very, very efficient in what they do. When you start looking at third down numbers, you start looking at red zone numbers, you start looking about even their passing defense, you know, you look at them and they're ranked, you know, a little bit higher in the country. But when you look at their efficiency against the pass, they only give up about 6 yards per attempt, which is really, really good. So they don't give up many touchdowns in the red zone. They keep you out of the end zone. And they also, you know, have you kick field goals a lot down there as well. So I think they're going to be a real test for us as we go into the game Friday. And anytime you're playing the top 14 football team, you know you got challenges ahead of you. So we'll open it up to questions after that.
Questions, raise hand. Coach Jim, actually, there's a good follow-up on social media. It's talk about your offense. It's kind of viewed as methodical, yet it's always ranked high in yards per play. How do you characterize your offense?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's the thing that we try to do more than anything is really try to, you know, look at the big picture of things and how can we, you know, most of all, keep the defense off the field, number one, and then number two, we're very similar to UCLA when you start looking at efficiency stats and what we do in yards per attempt in the passing game. You know, we're really one of the most prolific passing teams in the country when you really start studying efficiency of what we do throwing the football, and we're really proud of that. And then we're also, you know, the leading team in the country. We don't punt and we don't turn the ball over. So if you don't punt, you don't turn the ball over, you're doing something else, and that's scoring. So I believe we're number one in the country in scoring efficiency. So those are the things that we pride ourselves in the most, being very efficient in what we do.
Question, there was one for Coach Miller. Can you talk about the progression of Jake Waters from the time you recruited him to now you have that streak of 13 straight 200-yard passing days?
Well, one, we're very fortunate in getting Jake to start with. Jake came off of a national championship junior college team and led his team to very high honor. And he also was completing a very high percentage of his passes out of junior college. So we were able to inherit that to start with. Jake also, he's a very bright young man, very much of a winner, very passionate about what he does. And he picked up our offense very well. I kept always talking to him about adding tools to his toolbox, and he probably knows as much as any of our coaches right now and getting us into the proper plays at the proper time. Just an outstanding young man, outstanding quarterback.
Questions? There was one for Jake as well. Why did you choose K-State, and how has it turned out for you?
Well, it was probably the best decision I've ever made, you know, football-wise in my life. I just kind of wanted to go to a spot that I felt comfortable and I felt part of the family. And on my visit, Tyler was my host, and I met all the guys, met the coaches, and it felt at home for me. And once I made that decision to come, I never looked back, and I've been accepted into the family. And I respect these guys. I love these guys, love the coaches, and I wouldn't trade my decision for anything.
Tyler, we had one about your dad seemed so happy on the sidelines when you were breaking all of his records. What did he tell you in private?
I mean, in private, you know, he was proud of me. I'm pretty sure it's a great accomplishment for him to see his seed grow up and do great things just like he did in his time. So I think that for the most part, my dad just calls me and he tells me he's proud of me. He appreciates everything that I've been doing on the field and off the field, and that's one of the things that he's been trying to instill in me growing up.
They had another question for you. Said the bowl record is 240 all-purpose yards. Can you break it Friday?
I'm not worried about that. I mean, honestly, the main thing that's on my mind is winning the game.
Curry, when you look at this defense, what do you see from UCLA?
Kind of like Coach Dimmel said, they're very talented all across the board. Like he said, I know I don't really focus much on their front four, but their linebackers are really talented, really athletic, guys who fly to the ball. And their secondary, they can all run very well. They got great ball skills. Like Coach said, they don't really let you over the top. I mean, we're gonna have to fight for everything we're gonna get against these guys. It's gonna be a real tough challenge. They're a really talented, well-coached group, and they're gonna make us, you know, bring our A game in order to do some good things.
Dell, I'd ask you to maybe comment a little bit further on Jake and just the way he has played this year, the consistency in which he's gone about it. I know you've coached a lot of good ones. Where would you put him in that grouping?
Well, he would certainly be among the very top. I would never put him in a rank order, as I've been very, very fortunate, very blessed to have some awfully good ones. And Jake certainly would be one of those. One of the things I hadn't said anything about, but he's also a tremendous leader for our football team and a great mentor for our younger players as well. And he's the heart and soul of this football team, in my opinion.
Yes, my name is Jerry Briggs from the San Antonio Express. I had a question for BJ. BJ, how do you like the tempo of your practices so far since you've arrived in San Antonio? Just the tempo of your practices and the attention to detail and that kind of thing. How's everything going out there?
These past couple weeks with practices, our tempo's been higher than it usually is. Our attention to detail is always there, especially with the coaches. Fine-tuning things. Getting different looks, making sure we get the right plays for the right looks. And right now, these last three or four practices, we have our entire game plan and it's just been fine tuning. So we've had some good practices through this last week. So I'm pretty happy with it.